the differences and similarities of the movie and the book are, the differences is that the age, it's 12 and 18, and the technology is far more advanced. And similarities are, it's black and white, and yeah. Okay, so Brayden, what is your feeling towards the technology being far more advanced?
I feel that the technology is more advanced because that's how it's going to be in the future. And I like how it's so, they're so closely watched, and it shows how they're going to be, and it shows more in the movie on how they're watching. It gives you more details.
I feel like the movie was changed from the book because the book was written in 1993, and the movie was... And the movie was made in 2014, and technology was more advanced in 2014, so it had to be different.
The book, The Giver, and the movie are both different and alike in many ways. Some similarities are, the characters have the same names, starts off white and black, everyone's equal. Some differences are, the movie is more futuristic while the book is old school. The characters have different jobs. Asher and Fionia are more involved. The differences we liked were how they looked older. In my opinion, it changes the age. In my opinion, movies change up most things, so they probably treated this book as an everyday one.
The main differences from the Giver novel and the Giver movie is that in the movie, Jonas is 18, and in the novel, Jonas is only 12. What differences do you notice about the book and the movie, Bryce?
Different, I noticed is that Asher has a different job, which helps Jonas at the end help him get elsewhere quicker. What are some similarities you notice, Aiden?
I've noticed that in both the novel and in the book, and in the movie, that everything is all black and white, and that Asher and Fiona are Jonas's only friends.
A similarity I noticed was that the characters are the same, and Jonas runs away in both of them with Gabriel, taking an adult bike. And that they head to a cabin in the woods and hear music.
Some of the similarities and differences include that one difference was in the book. Jonas was 12 years old, while in the movie, he was 18.
Oh, and another difference is in the ending, they changed the whole entire landscape. He was on the road the whole time until the end in the book, but in the movie, he was like just in a wild landscape.
Also, the way that the memories were... like, exchanged from the givers to Jonas. Like, in the movie, he accidentally gave him the memory of war, but in the book, he purposely gave him the memory of war. And also, Jonas actually got the memories of courage and braveness, yet in the book, he didn't. So, anything else?
Alright, we don't have time.
Okay. Alright. Well, I didn't really like how... they changed the way that the memories were transmitted and how it went from holding their arms in the movies to putting their hands on their back in the book. And it just didn't seem right. It didn't feel right. What about you, Tony?
I did like how in the book that Jonas wasn't helped by Fiona and Asher. I didn't like that, but in the movie, I liked how Asher and Fiona then tried to help Jonas get free, and they did. That's how the book ended. The movie ended.
So one thing I did not like was the age difference. It just didn't seem right because they were a lot younger in the book, and now they look like almost adults in the movie.
The reason I think that they changed aspects from the book to the movie is to create more drama, because you don't get to know Fiona and Asher as much in the book, but in the movie they're a big part in it. What about you,
Keegan? Well, yeah, drama, but, like, also legal reasons. They can't copy the book word for word in, like, action for action, because that's not like the same company, they could get sued, you know?